This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A rare COVID-related illness in children has claimed two young lives in Colorado. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
The state's health department reported the deaths and says it's confirmed seven cases. The condition is called multisystem inflammatory syndrome. It primarily affects children younger than 14. Symptoms include fever, vomiting, and inflammation in body parts like the eyes, lungs, and other organs. Colorado's first cases were reported in May. The state has not released the ages of the young patients who died in order to protect family privacy, according to a spokesperson. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Governor Polis says the state is ramping up COVID testing because of a national backlog. He says it used to take a day or two, but now it can reportedly take up to 12 days to get results.
That is unacceptable. It's too late to do contact tracing, and it's already spread. And that's why we as Colorado are going to be taking matters into our own hands and expanding our state lab capacity and bringing additional in-state private lab partners online.
Polis says Colorado has new contracts with six labs and a South Korean manufacturer. The state is averaging just over 10,000 tests a day. Meanwhile, Colorado will give K through 12 teachers one medical grade mask a week for the next 10 weeks. Governor Polis says public and private schools will get masks regardless of in-person or remote learning. 89 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.